in terms of tourism for 2022, after discussions with a number of the hotels and self-catering providers, if everything that's on the books materialises for 2022, we will have a good season. And that's not without its challenges. We do realise that there's an issue in terms of staff and shortages, and we're working really closely with the industry in terms of addressing that. The COVID-19 pandemic has had a devastating impact on the labour supply, which has led to chronic skill shortage across the tourism and hospitality industry. So we're working very closely with them in terms of addressing that.
Now, there are new programmes such as the Excellent Employer Programme to try and build the appeal of working in tourism and hospitality. And is it time now to really start looking seriously at attracting people into the sector? Because perhaps that's something that in the past might have been slightly taken for granted.
Yes, without a shadow of a doubt. And I think COVID has given both the industry itself and employees a time to reflect. And I can safely say the industry here are definitely stepping up to the challenge in terms of they're starting to make those positive change to drive employee engagement and satisfaction. They're looking at offering more flexible and stability around shift patterns so that employees can plan and have a greater work-life balance. They're looking at rewarding for working on social hours and also working with us in Fáilte Ireland in terms of that career progression opportunities that exist. So we're also working with them in other areas in terms of that launch of a new Excellent Employer Programme, which will look at giving employers a chance to compete and to compete for and retain their staff they need in the long term by becoming recognised as excellent employers. And we'll also work with them in that HR best practice space also.
There are four regional strategies being prioritised in terms of promotion. The Wild Atlantic Way, obviously, one of them. Wild Atlantic Way is an area in which you have a specific interest and a specific expertise. You're confident that that can continue to grow and continue to be an absolutely key driver for tourism and footfall in this region.
Yeah, I heard a great saying at the Industry Day, when tourism flourishes, every parish in the country flourishes, and that's so true of Wild Atlantic Way. So yes, we're not taking our eye off the ball in terms of the long-term strategy there. We've our new strategy for the next 5 years, and the focus still continues to be drive that business north of Galway on the Wild Atlantic Way. Let's get it dispersed out from those hotspots and look at building those iconic visitor attractions that will bring people north. And Fort Dunree will help us do that going forward.